On Love and Suffering by Nai Lam. If life is a house, death is wallpaper. Love is the hanging collage of photographs, genius stars scattered along skies black, expired by the time you see them. It hurts, you know. Infinity gives birth to time, and we know nothing of it, except that everything in time dies. Sometimes slow, sometimes brutal, sometimes battered against steps and bridges, ravaged by the current of life's unyielding river, to be swallowed back by hungry infinity. The void. The black box of awe, unanswered questions and sentences unfinished. Who wallpapers a house black? Who causes love to hang from death? Who sprinkles my sky with dead celestial bodies? When eternity tires of its games, I hope it gets more clear. Life's house, death's tar black, love's masticated pain spat like slaughtered stars across infinite dark. What part of this is supposed to make sense? The Sufis lament that love is pain. Buddha sighs, life is suffering. Christ suffers for you, so you can live and suffer for love.